Next case, please.
Case number 9729, Angela L. Savage and Dwayne Porter, east of Road 600, 0.58 miles southeast of Road 599, being Lot 9, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Dwayne Porter, 14397 St. Johnstown Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do.
She looks like an occurrence.
Good evening. My name is Jane Patchell from Tunnel and Razor. I'm here on behalf of our clients, the applicants Angela Savage and Dwayne Porter. Angela's not able to be with us tonight, but Dwayne is in attendance to answer any questions you may have. We're here to respectfully request a 3-foot side yard setback variance for our client's dwelling and a 1.8-foot side yard setback variance for their shed to correct a pre-existing condition. Ms. Savage and Mr. Porter purchased their property as presently improved last year. The dwelling and shed were erected by the previous owner, Alice Walker, in 2002, who sold the property to our clients. At the time of settlement, a survey of the property was prepared, resulting in the discovery of the minimal setback encroachments for the dwelling and the shed. We are here tonight for purposes of correcting the situation through our request for issuance of a variance. According to the Sussex County Code, our variance request is proper and should be issued by the board. The conditions were not created by Ms. Savage or Mr. Porter, but by the previous owner of the property. The setback violations were not discovered when the previous certificate of occupancy was issued to Alice Walker in June of 2002 and were not disclosed to the applicants prior to their purchase of the property. Since acquiring the property, the applicants have made no improvements to the dwelling or to the shed that would enlarge or affect the setback violations already in existence as of the date that they took title to the property. The variance, if granted, will not alter the character of the neighborhood surrounding the property. It will not impair the use or development of adjacent properties, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The property conditions have existed since 2002 and are minimal deviations from Sussex County zoning setback requirements, 1.8 feet for the shed and 3 feet for the dwelling. Neither improvement encroaches onto the adjacent owner's property or impacts the use of the neighboring lands in any way. The minimal setback deviations have no adverse effect on the character of the neighborhood, the use or development of adjacent properties, or the public welfare, as required by the county code. The variance, if granted, represents the minimum variance that will afford relief to the applicants and represents the least possible modification of the zoning setback requirement. As you can see from the survey that was submitted with the application, we are asking for the minimum variance required to put our client's property in compliance with its zoning classification. These are the minimum variances that will afford relief to our clients from the county side yard setback requirements. It is proper for the board to issue a variance upon a showing of good cause and a determination that failure to grant the appeal would result in exceptional hardship to the applicant. Based upon the Sussex County Zoning Code, we believe there is a showing of good cause to issue the variance and that exceptional hardship would be created by the denial of this request. Our request has no effect on a flood hazard, nor does it create any nuisance, additional threat to public safety, or extraordinary public expense. The property currently violates the side yard zoning setbacks for the dwelling and the shed due to no fault of the present owners. The minimal deviations from the setback requirements do not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, impair the use or development of adjacent properties, or represent a detriment to the public welfare. The owners received notice from the county of the zoning setback violation in 2006 when the survey was presented after their purchase of the property for approval to be recorded along with their deed. And they were instructed to apply for a variance to correct the situation, which they have done so. Denial of the application would create exceptional hardship to our clients by having to move the dwelling and shed at great expense and inconvenience with no prior knowledge on their part or the part of the seller of their property. Accordingly, based on the information presented, we respectfully request you to grant our variance for this matter. Before I'm seated, I'd like to introduce you formally to Dwayne Parker, and for the record, Mr. Porter, would you please affirm the information that I've just put before the board?
I affirm the information.
Thank you for your time and consideration.
Hey, are there any
Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Or are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case 9729. I think she's met all the standard for granting that variance.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9729. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.